The youth of South Africa, I would like to say to always push through in the dreams that you have regarding of your circumstances. Carry on, push through, be devoted to what you believe in, because the world will always be on your side as long as you do the best of your ability that you can, and never, ever, ever give up in this lifetime.
So one of the things that I'm really, really passionate about, especially on Youth Day and for our youth, is somehow instilling a sense of hope. Hope is a precious commodity that I think we're sorely lacking. So earlier this year, you know, remember the big favor, we featured some young people who've been chosen, some vulnerable people who've been chosen by the Department of Social Development in the Rapid Integrated Youth Development Program. You'll remember as well, Carmen, I went up to Saldanha.
You went far away.
Yeah, they had a fantastic youth leadership program happening there for the kids, and I saw some amazing stuff happening there. I brought with me someone who I saw there as well. And so these programs, the Department of Social Development is doing an amazing job. They aim to equip our young people with skills, like instantly skills. And then on top of that, confidence. And then the support that they need to transition to either employment or further education. So you can go back to these centers, these youth, repeatedly throughout your life and upskill yourself in your chosen vocation. So today I'd like us to follow up on one of these young students who is a bit of a bright star. I would say. If they had Bright Star Awards at their university, this guy would win.
Okay, we'll give him our East Coast Radio Bright Star Award that we just made up.
So I think from a Bright Star to since I'm a Bright Star, I'm a recipient, I must introduce the Bright Star.
Okay, go for it.
Also, so Umsizi Dlamini Mpoeti, good morning. Welcome to East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Radio.
Morning, guys. Lovely to be here.
Mpoeti.
I come from Wentworth Youth Development Centre. That's part of the DSD in partnership with East Coast, and I'm one of the learners that are a recipient to the education there. And it's been phenomenal, guys. Like, it's been life changing. We just appreciate the opportunity that East Coast has given us, and the Department of Social Development as well.
Sure,
it's been life changing, guys. For
what?
Us.
What are you qualified for?
Well, it's electrician.
Okay.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Let's come. Danko.
Shocking.
Hopefully, guys.
It sparked something.
Hopefully. Oh, yeah. So, it's electrical. So we did phase one, which entails basically domestic and commercial. So it's your distribution single phase, three phase distribution boards.
I was there at their summative assessment, and CZ showed me. You know that thing about, you know when you switch the light on at the bottom of the stairs and you go to the top of the stairs and you want to switch?
Yes.
He's showing me how to set that up.
It's intermediate.
Okay,
he's
got don't let Darren do it out of his house himself. Well, you can go there and see him, help him out.
Well, I've got it.
I want to know from you, obviously, the skills you've learned, but what is something that's really valuable for you that you've learned from the Youth Development Program?
Okay, so I just want to touch quickly on the camp that Darren spoke about. That was one of the pivotal moments. So there's a camp that's facilitated by DSD and East Coast Radio. So basically it's a retreat where you go away for 4 days, and it's basically where you explore yourself and you get to learn about yourself and leadership, you know what I mean? And taking initiative and all of those different things that build character in a person, apart from just skills like fixing stuff.
Actual skills. Yeah,
actual job skills. The skills that are relevant to put you on track in terms
for
of life.
For life,
yes. You know what
so
I mean? Self-discovery and things like that.
Wow. And I remember at the camp, you were like put under pressure. You were like really, really surprised when they said, hey, MCZ, come speak to the people.
Jeepers, yo,
because we had the MC there.
That was crazy.
We had all protocol being observed there. Someone just threw him under the bus. Hey, MCZ, come talk. And he's
you
like,
you know what I mean, guys? It was, but I will tell you this, from that, I'm not going to lie, that I appreciate that moment, because that's one of the moments that showed me that you can actually be a leader, you know what I mean? You can take the initiative and do better.
Absolutely.
So just being in that space with those people, going under that it's just I've come out a different person on the other side.
That's what touched me about your when you were talking to the people, because you were talking to government people and you were talking to some celebrities there, and there was also your own peers.
Yes,
were there as well. And you spoke from your heart about the moment for you where you realized, hang on a second, I can do this.
Hang on a second. 100%.
This is going to work for me.
Yes, like coming in, like the place that we go to school at is a youth development center, so it's for underprivileged children. So a lot of us come from backgrounds that are not so good, you know. We come from like drug abuse backgrounds, physical abuse, you know. We've got problems, but what we get from the center is actually like a home, you know? So in that sense, it's always safe, you know?
Yeah. So this is the dream, right? So we've got a whole bunch of kids who come from a vulnerable background, and the Department of Social Development has upskilled you. And also giving you a sense of hope and a real sense of leadership as well. And now here we are. I mean, that's all fair and well, but now you need a job. Mm-hmm. We got to employ you.
100%.
In 30 seconds or less, Mzizi Dlamini on radio to, you know, a couple of 100,000 people. Mm-hmm. If you could just quickly sell yourself in 30 seconds.
Okay, my name is Mzizi Dlamini, electrician by trade, qualified at Wentworth DSD for industrial and commercial installations. I am available at, can I drop my phone number?
Sure.
At 065-869-5125. You can also find me on LinkedIn under Mzizi Brilliant Dlamini. That's my full name. And guys, I will not disappoint. I'm a diligent, disciplined young man, passionate about work, and willing to go the extra mile.
Look at you. Look Amazing. At you. Woo! Look at this young man.
No, it's marvelous.
No, it's brilliant. Mzizi, brilliant.
Brilliant. On East Coast Radio.
Another one of the youngsters to develop, to benefit from this development program, I've met a couple of times now, is Sahil. Good morning, Sahil.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. So excited to be here.
Speaking of, so Sahil, are you also an electrician now? Tell me all about that.
Yes, I'm a qualified electrician at DSD Wentworth Youth Center.
Okay, so you did the same course that...
Same course as my colleague Mzizi.
Okay, and...
Now we know that you and your mom have been listening to East Coast Radio.
Yeah, she's a really, really big fan of East Coast Radio. Yeah.
Hello,
she
Mom.
Loves you guys.
So Hill's just a fan. Mom is a real fan.
Okay.
No, I might be just bigger than her.
I know, same as Mzizi, something clicked for you at that camp in Saldanha.
Yeah.
Just briefly, explain to us what
so, happened. So, as Mzizi said, we did go to Saldanha Bay for a camp. So we thought it was just, you know, just to take us and explore nature. But it was a lot more than that. It was all about leadership, teamwork, learning to believe in ourselves. And you know what? You don't have to do it alone. You find the right team, find the right people. They will inspire you and make you a better person.
Were you quite inspired by the camp? Because I know Mzizi was. Talk to us about
that. Very, very inspired. Because we got there knowing nobody in the short time that we started the course. Mm-hmm. And when we came out of there, we came out confident, proud leaders.
So speaking of confidence and proud, I believe that you are looking for employment at the moment. However, I've been told that you do an amazing impression of Darren Moore here. So you're going to have to please do it for me because I've not seen this yet.
Oh, this is unexpected.
I can give you
I've done it once or twice just for the DSD youth program. We had interventions and I had chosen to be Darren Moore.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, good morning, Durban.
Youth Day morning here on East Coast Radio. Throughout this morning, we spoke to some young, inspirational people who have been chosen by the Department of Social Development's Rapid Integrated Youth Development Program, most of whom have now graduated. There's a whole bunch of you. How many of you graduated, guys?
About 57.
About 57. Youth. It really is an amazing program. And then two bright stars of this program are Shahil Jode Harpasad.
Yes.
Did I nail it?
Almost. Ajoda pasa. Yes.
And Mzizi Dlamini, did I nail it?
Yeah.
I nailed it.
100%.
They are now two qualified electricians. I made a promise to these two young men, and I said that at least by the end of today's show, we would have an interview for either of you, or both of you, hopefully, by the end of the show. Joining us right now is one Samantha Croft. She's Director of Operations for Southern Sun Hotels. Good morning, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We are well. We are well. Did you hear this morning? Did you hear these two young inspirational sparkies, Shahil and Mzizi?
I did.
And what do you think?
Right. So I think we could enter into a mutually beneficial arrangement. So I'd really like to offer them the opportunity to come and see us for an interview at one of the Southern Sun hotels in Durban.
Wow. Okay.
When can we set up this interview, Sam?
We can set it up tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
I just need to obviously get a couple of my maintenance team together.
Yeah.
Because I often tell you I make beds and fry eggs. I'm not a sparky.
But you don't change the light bulbs.
I don't change the light bulb. I can make sure someone does it. So I need the maintenance managers to interview them, but I have no doubt that listening to their stories, I have no doubt that we will scoop them up. In fact, I think the hotels will fight over.
Oh, Mzizi, how's it feel, buddy?
Anything you guys want to say to Sam, by the way?
Thank you for the so much. We appreciate it so much.
I have
much.
No words. First time in my life, I have no words.
Wow. Gosh, he's normally quite a talkative fellow.
Guys, like, thank you for just believing in us and giving us the opportunity, and we will make you proud. Definitely.
100%. We got your back.
Definitely.
That's good. We're looking for maintenance managers. So once you join our team, we're also very much into the developing of people. So, so hopefully you'll join a management team pretty soon.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Samantha, thank you so much for that. That's Samantha Croft. She's Director of Operations at Southern Sun Hotels. She was listening, guys. And this is my point. Right? She was listening to you. How you spoke and how you represented yourself wasn't just as sparkies, and I'm not knocking sparkies or electricians, but how you represent, you guys are leaders. You've represented yourself as management is what she's looking at with you guys. Not just a job as an electrician, but as leaders of men. This is who you guys are. I hope you are ready to take on that responsibility.
Definitely.
You guys have equipped us to be.
Yeah.
We're ready. We are. Definitely.
Are you ready?
Definitely.
You guys are an inspiration. Shahil and Mzizi, all the best.
Thank you.
Guys.
Thank you so much, guys.
Darren, Sky and Carmen on East Coast Radio.